Stormy, look, let's read this. This is a good letter. It says, "Dear Steve, I want to be a veterinarian someday. How can I tell if my dog is sick? Can dogs have chocolate? Can dogs see in color? How do you know?" Now, these are good questions. Sherry Hinn, St. Petersburg, Florida. Stormy, these are questions that I think our veterinarian has to answer, so if you don't mind, do you want to go to the vet? He says yes, let's go. Good job, let's go. If you're good, Stormy, you'll get a doggy treat. Yeah, let's go. Okay, come on. We're almost there, Stormy. We're almost there. Ah, see, we're finally here. Hello, Dr. Sarah.
Hi. Hi, Stormy. How are you doing?
I brought Stormy in for a quick little visit because we have great questions from a News for Kids viewer. Okay, great. You ready for this? First question was, how can we tell if my dog is sick? Now, I think I've got this. Your nose tells you right there because, look, nose is wet, so Stormy is perfectly healthy, right?
Well, not necessarily.
No?
No, not necessarily. I think that a lot of us think that if the dogs have a nice wet nose and that it's cool and that sort of thing, that they're absolutely healthy, and that if it's dry and hot, then they must be sick. There's really not much truth to that at all. The best way to tell if your dog has a fever, especially at home, is to go ahead and feel inside their ear. Now, of course, that only works if you know what their ear feels like beforehand.
Right.
So it's a good idea to check their ear out on just a normal day when they haven't been out in the sunshine or anything, and know what normal feels like. And then if they're acting like they're not really well, you can just put your finger in there and check their temp and see whether or not they might have a fever. And that's a good start.
All right, question number two. Can my dog have chocolate? Now, I've always heard that you're not supposed to give a dog chocolate, but is that true?
It's really not the best choice for them. We'd really prefer that they just had dog treats or biscuits or something like that. Lots of reasons why chocolate isn't good. There's too much fat in it, so they can get some pretty upset tummies. There's also an awful lot of caffeine and a medication that affects their blood pressure in their lungs, so that it actually could be quite harmful to them.
So what if our dog, for example, got into a dish of chocolate that was laying around after a holiday? Does that mean we have to bring our dog to the vet?
You should at least call and let us make that call in terms of how big the dog is and how much chocolate they ate. We may ask you to do some things at home to try and remedy the situation.
All right, the third question I think I can answer. Can dogs see in color? Now, I don't have a medical degree, but I've kind of devised a test for our News for Kids viewers, okay? Here we go, Stormy. Stormy, in my coloring book, do you like black and white pictures or do you like color pictures? Which one? Pick which one. Good dog. See, he said color.
Well, I'm not sure that's really
as scientific
test
as it could be. Okay.
I think so.
Can dogs really see in color?
We know that they have the cells in their eyes that should let them see in color, but we honestly don't know if they can or not. I mean, even dogs like Stormy are super smart, but they can't talk to us.
Okay. Are you ready? Look, Stormy. Left hand, right hand, left hand, which hand? Which hand? Which hand? Tell me, which hand? You're saying left, but point to it. Very good. Open it up. Oh, that's very good. See, good job. Now, can you tell us, is a certain breed smarter than another breed? How do you know those things?
My dog's the smartest dog, and I'm sure yours is too.
Well, hot dogs are on the bottom of the list, right? Okay, so tell us about the in-betweener. Sheltie smarter than German Shepherds, or can you gauge that kind of thing?
Any dog can be trained.
A very diplomatic answer. Thank you very much for spending time. Stormy, you did a great job. Thank you to Sherry for the wonderful questions, and be sure to keep the letters coming. Good job. You did a great job.